They're all going down the rabbit hole. It's the news. According to me. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. It's Friday again. 7:40 in the morning. Good morning. November 11th, 2022. Friday. I don't know if you guys have noticed a trend. I'm very astute about these things, so I'm going to point this out to you because you may not be aware. I don't know if you've noticed, every Friday, every week about this time, there's a Friday. It's Friday every week about this time. You know, they got the Saturday, Sunday thing, and then, of course, then there's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then it goes Thursday, and then all of a sudden, boom, there we are again, Friday. I have noticed this over the past 60 years of my life, and I'm catching on to it. I'm starting to catch on to this. I think it's some kind of conspiracy. They ran out of names for days, so they just said, "Well, we'll just recycle them after 7." Yeah, I'm not sure that's how it went, but it's just my little. Because what I think what it was they were hoping after 7 days that I might possibly get something different in my cup. Pretty sure that's what it's all about. So we have, interestingly enough, in my cup this morning I have my regular, you know, chai. I'm getting close to running out of chai here. I got to find another supply. I'm getting close to running out here. I got vanilla chai. Plus I've got my creamer, my Cinnabon creamer, which I also ran out of this day. I got some more creamer around somewhere, probably something of some kind. Hopefully it's something I like. I do like the Almond Joy creamer as well. That's pretty good. It's pretty good stuff. So, yeah, got kind of a coconutty flavor. This morning, however, I do have a backup cup. It's always important to have a backup. And I've got my backup cup here. And in my backup cup, I guarantee you nobody else listening to this program right now, which, by the way, the listenership has been up recently. I'm not sure exactly what's on a steady, once in a while I get a spike of, what's way up there. But that, lately it's been kind of a steady growth here. I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that, much like the growth on my head. But I have a cup here that's full to the brim, almost, with apple cider. Now, wait for it, and V8 Fusion. And I have to say, it is. There's a certain sweet and kind of a pucker factor thing going on there. It's very refreshing. It's kind of good. And it's, it's got all your vitamins and vegetables and minerals. It's like balance of nature in a cup. Yeah, my chai is good. Something hot in the morning is always good, especially when it gets cold. It's getting colder right now. In fact, let's look at the temperature, Bob. And Bob's not here. I'm pretending like I'm talking to somebody. I kind of miss Bob. Bob, when Bob was around all the time. I don't know who Bob is. Right now, it's 45 degrees outside. The low is going to be 36 degrees today. Yikes. It's going to be about 50 degrees as a high. It looks like, this says 57. I guess maybe 50. Yeah. Looks like it's going to be at least 55 degrees today. Tomorrow, however, high of 39 and snow. So we got that going for us. Tomorrow's my black tie event. Someone sent me a picture of a black zip tie. Now, that's my kind of black tie right there. That's the kind of black tie I'm talking about. I can use that black tie. A black bow tie is just a... What's the purpose of that? It's a... I guess if you spill your coffee, you could use it as a... Yeah, whatever. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff going on today in the news. Of course, the election's not over yet. It started about a month ago, and it's still going. And we still don't know who's won. Now, they're giving this narrative because there was not this massive red wave. The Democrats are taking credit for, or they're Joe Biden's taking credit for, oh, look, I staved off the red wave. And of course, the Democrats, all the Democrats are saying, see, we were mobilized. We were on the ground. We kept the red wave from happening. It wasn't a landslide. Well, it's not over yet either. They're probably going to lose the House and the Senate. It's very, very possible still that they could lose the House and the Senate, but it's not a red wave. Well, no, it's not an overwhelming majority, but you still lost the House, and you're probably going to lose the Senate. It's because it's not as bad as we were hoping it could possibly be, which I still believe there's some hanky-panky going on. One-fourth, here's some news for you. One out of four voting machines in Maricopa County had glitches. In Pennsylvania, they ran out of paper. And there's all kinds of weird issues going on. I think it was the one in Maricopa where they said, well, we used the same paper we used last election, and we used the same machines. But for some reason, the machines weren't reading the print on the paper. It wasn't dark enough. Well, gee, I wonder how much time those machines spent on the internet and how many updates they had between last election and this one. It's been well documented that these machines that supposedly have no connection to the internet somehow have a connection to the internet. It's very interesting. We were told over and over and over and over by these people who designed the machines that there's no connection. There's no way these machines could be manipulated by people anywhere else in the world because they're not connected to the internet at all. And they would come back again later and say, well, you know, we were doing updates online with the machines, where the machines were directly people seeing cables plugged directly into routers. Something doesn't jive with that. There's more going on than we are being told. Now, there's all of a sudden, this one group, this was this one guy and another gal that was, they had this thing called True the Vote. It's a pretty good-sized organization, and it was used extensively by the Dinesh D'Souza team when they did their movie 2,000 Mules. And in the process of that, they were going to continue on pressing into this whole election thing from 2020. Well, they got sued. There's a lawsuit against them. I think might be a criminal suit. And the DOJ and the judge came down on them harshly to make an example out of them. I do not like that at all. That judges who do that, I'm going to make an example out of you, so I'm going to punish you worse than anybody else that comes before me, so we can make an example out of you because you're a public figure. No, judge, that's not the way justice works. The fundamental principles of justice. This is when a judge gets high and mighty and decides he's going to be politically or socially reforming people. And it has no place in our justice system, none whatsoever. Execute the law. This wooshy-gushy reasons for... Now, if you want it for whatever reason, you don't have to... That's not the reason you should be doing it. Look at precedents and look at the potential issues with the... It's just really... Yeah. So this is the kind of stuff we're up against right now. And they're trying to, by using the process, because here's the narrative. The narrative right now, and I'm seeing this even in Sky News Australia, all over the place, they're saying, well, Trump lost. Trump lost on this election. People are turning against Trump now. People want DeSantis. They're trying to pit DeSantis against Trump right now. And the hopes... You know, they will love it if there's infighting. The left will love it if there's infighting among the Republican Party. There are basically now two factions working in the Republican Party. One is the MAGA crowd, and the other is the establishment GOP. And this has always kind of been a battle here going on. I guarantee you, who's going to win this battle? However. In the process, they want to see DeSantis and Trump rip each other apart. That's what they want to see. That's what the GOP wants to see, even. The establishment GOP does not like DeSantis any more than it likes Trump. They would rather have DeSantis in there than Trump, but they still don't want, that's not their candidate. The old school, the old boys in the GOP, in the grand old party, don't like either one of them. And truth be told, the GOP is working with the Democrats to get rid of them. Now, one of the things that I wish I had the audio here. You know what? I was going to pick up the mind map. Robert Gavea. Let's see if I can find some of this stuff because he's got some really good audio on his mind map, and some of the things that have been said lately. One of the things that's going on is Does this not have me signed in? What's going on here? Here it is. All right. So we have... I need to zoom out of this somehow. So how do I zoom out of this thing? This is getting way too big. There we go. Now I can see more stuff. All right. Let's go with this. All right. So we've got... where are we? Adam Schiff is over there. So for those of you who don't know what a mind map is, it's basically all these lines drawn from one thing to the next. And I think this is the January 6th mind map, actually. I wonder if he has any other mind maps he's going on. Yeah, this one doesn't have the stuff on it that I was kind of hoping. Democrats, Republicans, Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger is out there basically right now. He's blatantly supporting Democrat candidates. Kinzinger's going to end up running as a Democrat. He'd probably run for president and either as an independent. Maybe it'll be Kinzinger and Cheney together. Maybe they're going to try to run as independents. Maybe, I don't know what they're going to do. Which is fine, because all they're going to do is draw away the establishment Republicans and some mealy-mouthed Democrats. So... In the process, now this isn't the mind map I wanted. I wonder if I can find this. Locals.com. What is Locals.com? I've never actually gone there. Maybe I should have a thing on Locals. Seems like everybody's doing that now. Now, looky there. I should probably join this thing. I probably should. Let's see here. Get started. Control your destiny. Yeah, there we go. That's what I'm talking about. Let's see if I can just make a... Look at there. Oh, I already have a locals account. Huh. Well, I'll just try to log in then and see what it does. Oh, looky there. I'm just going to go to log in, sign in, password. I don't know what it is. It didn't automatically fill it out, so it probably isn't right.
Password, not right.
Oh, there, looky there. I'm on locals. Huh, I didn't know that. Well, there you go. We'll see if I can find anybody that I only follow that guy. Huh. Speaking of which, Black Conservative Patriot, James, also had some interesting insight in some of this stuff. And let's see, watching the Watchers. Let's try that. Find Robert Gavea. Robert Gavea is a lawyer out of Arizona, and of course, this is where all this stuff is happening. So he's right on top of this whole thing with Carrie Lake and everything that's happening with the voting right now. My understanding, as of yesterday, there was over 600,000 votes that hadn't been counted yet. Now, my understanding is they were only going to count 270,000 of them, and for every 1,000 that they count, they're finding that, of course, Carrie Lake is catching up, and they're trying to stretch this out. In my opinion, they're saying like it's not even going to be next Monday. It'll probably be next Tuesday. How do you take a week to count ballots? Well, we had all these in-person, they called them in-person early ballots that were dropped off the day of the election. They were overwhelmed with these. So you weren't overwhelmed by the people who showed up to vote that day. You were overwhelmed by the people who showed up just to drop off their ballot. You see, it's a lot easier than standing in the line. The reason people were doing this is because they were able to just show up, drop off their ballot, and go. Rather than trying to do. Now, this interesting, this one lady on The View talks about how she went to this voting polling station. Now, I guarantee you the polling station she went to probably was the person she was talking to was probably run by a white person. And that's why she was talking so derogatorily towards the person, about the person. Well, just put it in this bag over here. She said, there's like an official ballot box. Oh, well, let's see. Oh, yeah, there is one over here. There's an official ballot box. Oh, gasp. Oh, my goodness. They were having me put it in a garbage bag. And she didn't say it, but she implied. I guarantee you that person was not a person of color. Because the way you could just tell by the way she was talking about the person. They were just going to put my vote in a garbage bag. Well, then come to find out it wasn't her vote. It was her son's vote she brought in for him, which actually is against the law. But, of course, nobody's going to bother her with that. You know, it's just the law. Oh, it's a trivial thing. Wink, wink, wink. Say no more. It's just the law. You don't come to a full stop at a stop sign. You have to pay the ticket. It's just the law. It's no big deal. 0 watchers. Let's see. Let's try Robert Gavea. Robert. I don't even know how to spell his name. Robert. Let's just put in Robert. 3 results were found. Robert. Well, where are they? I don't see them. 3 results were found for Robert, and then it goes on to my feed. Well, how about you show me the results for Robert? Oh, well. Yeah. Search for something. Robert. It's not coming in for anything. Okay. Oh, well, that's all right, I guess. Huh. Enough of that. So this is all going on out in Arizona, and the interesting thing about all this is that the way they're playing the narrative on it You see, if they were able to count this stuff out and just all of a sudden, okay, looks like Herschel Walker. Herschel Walker has a runoff election. This is very good for Herschel, actually. Because here's the point of the runoff. My understanding is that if both candidates have less than 50% of the vote, and they because there are other candidates besides Herschel and Warnock. So there were independents and so there was about 6% of the vote went to other candidates. So they have to go to a runoff between the two of them because that the two highest ones, that way they can have a fifth, because someone has to have 51% of the vote or whatever. It has to be within a certain amount and it's have all this formulation stuff. So that's what they're doing now. They're doing this with the formulation. So they're trying to make the runoff. Someone said today the runoff will be in early November. Well, no, I think it's early December. I think they actually have a runoff the first week of December, I believe. I'm not positive of that. We'll see. Or maybe it's late November. I think they misspoke because it's already past early November. This is the 11th of November, by the way. If you didn't pay attention to the beginning of the show, you'd know. Or if you did pay attention, you'd know. I guess if you didn't pay attention, you wouldn't know until I just told you again. So it's almost the middle of November here now, and I don't think the runoff's going to be this week, so I think it's going to be next week. Now, or next sometime in late November or early December. Or possibly next year. I really don't know. You're listening to somebody who has no clue about anything. That's what you're doing right now. That's if that helps you. You can't get this time back. By the way, you can't go back and say I want my time back. I listened to the news according to me, and I wasted an hour of my life. Can't get that back. So I will refund all your money. I would like a refund on all the money I've ever spent. That's what I'd like to have. That would be great. Because most of it's been spent pretty poorly. But on with the shopping. So we have the stuff going on there. Now we also have the Pennsylvania run. And again, this overwhelming victory by Fetterman. Very strange, in my opinion. And my understanding also is that there's a couple places where dead Democrat candidates won overwhelmingly. You see, this is why it's with the Democrats. It doesn't matter who the person is, or if there's even a person. They're voting on principles. You know, vote blue no matter who, kind of ideology. And the Republicans do not have that kind of unifying force. Now, the GOP especially does not have that. The GOP has a hard time defining who they are. Well, we're the grand old party, and we're just here to, you know, fight back against the Democrats. Well, what are you fighting for? Can you define exactly what you're fighting for? Well, we just want to be the ones who slow things down, and we're just kind of go along for the ride with all the money flowing, and just kind of pretend like we're trying to slow them down a little bit. Whoa there, puppy. Whoa, you know, you'd like to give $80 billion to Ukraine, but we're only going to give them 40. How about some accountability? No accountability. We'll just make it 40. Yeah. If it was $80 billion, we'd demand accountability, but $40 billion is okay. That's no big deal. We have well, there's all that. So some other things that are going on. I had some notes here a while back. Maybe I should pull those up sometime. Nah, that would be too organized. What is this? Well, that's interesting. Oh, that's okay. That's the Yeah, I played that the other day. That's where I'm going to play that again. Some interesting audio clips. As time goes on, as we roll into the weekend here with all this stuff that's going on, there's a couple things that are interesting to note about COVID. Let's get back on this COVID thing. Let's get off the politics thing for a moment. Talk about politics and COVID. A cruise liner in New South Wales apparently had 800 people come down with COVID. And of course, this is in an area where there's still, I believe it was in Australia, is where the ship actually was sailing around. And of course, they're quarantining all these people in their cabin, like as if that's going to matter. That sounds like, you know, okay, you're in lockdown. You're in the cab. You still have to eat. You still have to receive services. People still have to have contact with you. You cannot. And of course, locking you in a cabin is the worst thing you can do, because that's where it spreads. That's where it harbinges. So you have this issue of the same thing we did with the lockdowns before. Not, they were closing down parks and beaches, places where there was no spread, because the sun kills this thing in like 15 seconds. And where they were locking them up with their families at home. Of course, someone in the family would go out to eat, go out to grab food or something, or to go do something. And of course, then they would spread it all over the place. I just went to the doctor yesterday because I have this regular doctor thing I have to do every 6 months. And it's for my occupation. And so I ended up, I went over to the doctor. And of course, he's going to walk in the room, walk in the office. Put a mask on. Got a mask. Here's a mask for you, sir. Oh, thank you so much. That's saving the world. This is really working really well. Because we know how well these masks work, don't we? They worked really well. Now, and then I was someplace the other day. I was in an airport, walking through an airport. And this one lady was wearing an N95 mask. And of course, the way her glasses were resting on the mask, she could hardly see. You could tell that she was having a hard time seeing. She was trying to see. And I was trying to, like, okay, I don't know why you're wearing an N95. I assume it's because you're not feeling well and you have to travel, so you feel like, well, I probably should wear an N95. Now, I don't think she was wearing it for her protection. I think she was actually probably, she wasn't feeling well, or she was symptomatic or whatever. She probably tested positive. She's like, well, I got to get to someplace, so I'm just going to wear my N95 mask that she's been wearing for hours, probably. Or she's going to be wearing for hours. I didn't see multiple masks. The N95 mask is only designed to operate efficiently for a certain amount of time. And after that time period goes by, the moisture within the mask actually is more harmful. It starts to aerate from the mask. This is mask actual science. This is actual science stuff, folks. And that aeration, the water vapor that escapes, actually contains the virus. So it only works for so long. And it's actually very hard on you as an individual to wear an N95 for too long. So she's wearing this thing, and I'm trying to stay away from her. Like I went over to, you know, the one part of the little train I was supposed to get on, this little tram thing that goes back and forth out to the different terminals. And I'm walking around. I walk down. First of all, I try to get on the escalator, and I got on a different escalator. So, you know, I saw this lady wearing this mask. Like, I'm not getting close to that. So I went down this other escalator. And there's like two of them you have to go down. It's like one series of escalators. You go down this escalator and then you spin around and you get on another escalator and go down again. And in the process, she ends up getting on the same escalator that I was on. Right after I turned around and got my stuff around, I started going down this other escalator, and then she's right behind me. Nobody else around anywhere. She could easily, you know, she could have waited, you know, 5 seconds. Then went down to get on the train, and hardly anybody around. It was wasn't very busy at all. So I went down to this one area where the train was, and saw where she was going off to the side there. And then, so I kept on walking, went down further. I was going to get on a different train. As I'm getting on the train, I find out, turn around, and there she is. She's walking on the same train. There wasn't that many people on the train, and of course she stands over, not too far away from me. I'm like, what this is, why are you even wearing a mask now at this point? And fortunately, I got off the train. It's a place where she didn't get off the train, but she, that's, it was creepy. So then, of course, there's this whole issue of, you know, we recently had a person at work that showed up in our department working with our team, who was told by the company, they were a new onboard person, had come down with COVID, and of course they were told by the powers that be, well, you're not symptomatic now, and you, as long as you wear a mask, you can go ahead and come out into work. So that's what they did. Now, the person had very bad breath. My opinion is if you can smell someone's breath, you're breathing in their air. If you're breathing in their air, you're breathing in their virus. If they are transmitting it, if they are carrying it, you're going to get it. You're going to get exposed to it. Well, of course, several people there. There was a rash of people in this facility. Came down with COVID. I'm sure it wasn't because of him. I'm just saying. Because, you know, he was following the rules, the science. Because he had a cloth mask on. Had his little decorative cloth mask on. I'm sure that helped a lot of things. This cruise line comes down with 800 cases. Now, keep in mind, this is coming from a country that is, like, huge in the vaccine thing. Huge in lockdowns. Still, to this day, there are companies, there are businesses that are still closed down, limited. They're all wearing masks still. And they've just started opening up travel in and out of the country. So this cruise liner shows up, and of course everybody's, you know, vaccinated and all this stuff. Now there's a thing I just saw this. I think it was Reliable News Now. Let's look at this, the headlines here. There was maybe it was Epic Times. They talked about a canary in the coal mine. What did they say about it? It was some kind of a. By the way, the cryptocurrencies have collapsed over the last a little while. There's a huge drop, dip, whatever you want to call it, correction, whatever you want to call it, which is directly a product of, you know, for the crypto markets got involved on the currency, on the exchanges, on the stock exchange and some other, you know, that's, you can actually buy stock in, you can buy Bitcoin on your, you can put Bitcoin on your 401k now. And in my opinion, that was the biggest mistake. And they did this on purpose. They did it just for the purpose of destroying it and keeping it. What they wanted to do is control it, first of all, and also be able to, if anybody made any wild gains with it. So you notice that it never, once it started going on the exchanges, it never made any like radical upticks anymore. All it's going to do is downturn. Now they can control it and manipulate it. That's what's going on with that whole thing with the stock market. That's how they look at the price of silver. Take a look at the price of silver over the last 10 years. You keep hearing all this stuff about how there's this drastic demand for silver because of all the stuff that's happening with the EV markets and all the things that are happening with manufacturing. And yet the price of silver, where is the price of silver? Is it really right around $25, $26 an ounce? Yeah, pretty sure it's about where it's at. Let's take a look at it here. Price of silver. Let's see what it is. Yeah. Live price of silver. Right now it is... you can get a silver coin, silver dollars, $67. For that silver price today, silver spot price charts. Here we go, APMX. Where is it at here? $21.84. It's up a dollar. Yeah. Right now it's $21. It reached a high up in here of $22. November 7th, November 8th. Where's the monthly? Let's go with, this is a week. Let's go with month here. Yeah, it's up. It is up. It was down to 18 there for a little while. 3 months. Yeah. It's typically right around the $20 range. Once in a while, it gets up to 26. I think I've seen it up to 26 occasionally. I hear but it's back in here. And it was 26.62, I think, was the highest of the year since January. Right now, it's down 21. The powers that be play with it a lot. Now, it's down $1.13 over the course of a year, of this year. So it jumps a dollar or two. That's what it does. It's ridiculous. Unlike the price of gold. Now, I'm not going to tell you to go to the gold, and I'm not sponsored by anybody, by the way, in case you didn't know. Let's see what we got here. We got, we have a word from our sponsor. Oh, look, this just came in. We have a word from our sponsor. And we're going to hear from them right now. This episode, the 373rd episode of The News According to You, The News According to Me, brought to you by Crickets. That's what we're brought to you. Yeah, I digress. We have this COVID thing. Let's keep talking about that. Let's keep hammering on that. I was talking about silver. Yeah. Okay. Whatever. So they're manipulating the markets with the whole. I was off on a tangent there. Butterfly. You know, it's just one of those people who know me well enough to know that that's just part of the show. It's the I'm distracted, butterfly, never know where I'm going to go show. So that's what that is. I have a, let's look at some headlines. See what we can. Yeah, so this COVID thing, they were talking about this. It must have been in my email. I've got to find this in my, what's going on here? Where's my mouse going? My cat would love to chase this. All right, here it is, Epic Times. COVID vaccine shedding canaries in the coal mine. I don't know what this means. I'm going to go ahead and click on this because I have no idea what this means. Okay, now it's got to go through advertisings. Currently logged in. Okay, switch account, whatever. Okay, allow. That's fine. No. Always block. Yeah, there we go. Go away. You're currently, okay, whatever. Go away. I don't want to talk to you. All right, I don't want that. It's not going to even let me look at this. This is what I can't stand about the Epic Times. It wants to show me is I already subscribe. I don't. Yeah, okay. It's not letting me see the article at all. This is very frustrating. Why do they even bother sending me an email? All it is trying to get me to the site so I'll subscribe. They want to pay a dollar. Yeah. Let's push the subscribe button and see what I get. Now, see, now I get all this crap. I got to put my card in there. Yeah, right. That's not going to happen, folks. Sorry. Skip and pay later. I don't want to. No. So we're going away. I'm going out of this site before it starts charging me money. All right. The problem with this, I don't know what COVID shedding is. Vaccine shedding. Let's see if we can find this. The definition of what that means. Vaccine shedding. Coronavirus disease. Well, it comes up with coronavirus. Vaccine shedding facts, myths, and more. Healthline. Yeah, I'm sure that's going to be all. Vaccine shedding. Let's see what's going on with that. Shedding is only possible, but even so unlikely with the attenuated vaccine. Shedding is impossible with other vaccine technologies, such as the inactivated vaccine, killed virus vaccine. So in other words, when you're actually taking in part of the vaccine that's dead, or the virus that's dead. Vector vaccine, RNA vaccines, that contain no virus or submit vaccines, or subunit vaccines, a vaccine technology using only isolated proteins of a virus. Only a small number of vaccines use technology that contain live virus, which can theoretically infect others. Now, I believe what vaccine shedding, this is what I believe it is. Vaccine shedding is a form of viral shedding which can occur following a viral infection caused by an attenuated vaccine, which is a specific vaccine technology that uses an attenuated form of a live virus. Illness in others resulting from transmission through this type of viral shedding is rare. Now, I think what they're talking about here, I may be wrong in my assessment of what they're saying. If I can put this in common language, well, why don't they just put this in common language? Well, that's what I'm here for, folks. I'm here to put things in common language for you. I could be very wrong because I'm not a doctor or a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist or a vaccinologist, or I'm not any kind of ologist. I can't even spell ologist. I'm not a spellologist. I might be a spillologist because I'm probably going to spill one of my drinks here one of these days. And my cup is going to be spilled and I'll be crying. I'll be a cryologist, not a cryogenist. All right. We have this issue of shedding. Now, I believe what it means is if one person has the vaccine, that vaccine can carry over to another person, that vaccine is in your body and you can actually spread to another person. Now, they're talking about live viral shedding, which occurs when you have a live virus put into a person with the vaccine. And then that live virus transmits to another person or is shed to another person. So it'd be kind of like catching. They're saying it's very rare. Oh, it's very rare. Yeah, kind of like how the vaccines were supposed to keep people from spreading the virus as well. That's very rare. So it's a breakthrough case. I have a couple of breakthrough cases. Of course, everybody got breakthrough cases. I guess everybody who got COVID after the vaccines came out, they're all breakthrough cases. But that's why you have to get a booster. Protect yourself from breakthrough cases. Now, my understanding, this is just my understanding. I'm not a doctor or lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not a virologist. This is just my understanding. And again, in plain English, here's what I think that is going on. The Dr. Robert Malone, who invented the mRNA technology, he did not invent the COVID virus vaccine for COVID. He invented the mRNA technology that they used to make the vaccine. Now, his concern, he got vaccinated. He took the vaccine. He's like in his 70s or 80s or something. His concern after this all came out, as he started to study more what they were doing with it, was that they weren't using the mRNA technology to actually make a vaccine. They were using the technology they were using something besides the spike protein. They were using what's something called cytotoxicity. Yeah, I can't say it. Hold on a second. This is a job for Chai. Still can't say it. Okay, this is going to take more. It's going to take my backup. I got to pull out the backup here. Cytotoxicity. There we go. Cytotoxicity in the body. Now, here's what it does. So you put this vaccine in someone. And this is more like a therapeutic than a vaccine. It's not a vaccine. The vaccine itself does not attack the virus. This is according to Dr. Malone, the way I understand. I could be quoting him wrong. I could be misunderstanding him completely. My understanding is this is what his concern was. He initially came out in an interview and he said, "I'm concerned that they're using cytotoxicity as a means to go against the virus." He said, "If this is the case, there are going to be ramifications down the road with the vaccine." And here's the way I understand it was put together. The vaccine causes a toxic environment within the body that makes it hard for the virus to survive. In other words, its ability to continue on in the human body is it's a toxic environment for the virus. It doesn't kill the virus. It doesn't make you immune to the virus. It doesn't give you the immunity In other words, the natural immunity, the body's ability to create natural immunity to it, is diminished. So you get the virus, but it's not as bad. Your symptoms aren't as bad because this toxic environment fights off the virus. It doesn't make you immune to the virus. You have no natural immunity at this point because of this toxicity. The toxicity is not natural immunity. And the body will not fully develop natural immunity because you never really fully got the virus. Body didn't fight it off. Didn't have time to do the job that it normally would do. Now, it also didn't have time to allow the virus to kill you. But so there's this trade-off of, okay, so it diminished the symptoms and enabled me to survive in a situation where you might have otherwise died. You might have been one of the 0.05 people out of 100 that would possibly die from the virus. So, in the process of all this, I need more. I gotta have more of this. That's pretty good, actually. That's like half apple cider, half V8 Fusion peach mango. That's pretty good stuff. I could drink that all day. I probably will. So the cytotoxicity, what he was concerned about was there, especially when he started talking about boosters. He said, now they're talking about these booster shots, which are the same, just because they call it a booster, it's no different than the original vaccine. It's just another vaccine. It's just another shot of the same thing. Now theoretically, I just heard yesterday, they're claiming, now we've come out with a specific booster that's going to fight off the actual strain, the BA5 now that's out there that everybody's getting. That's what it is. Yeah, whatever. Because you did such a good job the first time around. Now, the problem is that this cytotoxicity could actually possibly be diminishing people's immune response. And in fact, Roman Balmakov just put out a very in-depth, very good report. His show is called Facts Matter on YouTube. And he put out this report about the negative. Now, in other words, if you've been given the vaccine and you've, in fact, the more times you've been boosted, the more likely you are now to get COVID. There's a doctor out there, very good, well-known doc, I can't remember the guy's name, who is urging people to not get any more boosters. Because this is only going to perpetuate the problem. And it's, of course, now here we have these countries now that are kind of case studies, especially Australia, because it's kind of its own little petri dish down there, where they are having rampant outbreaks now. Now, symptomatically, people are not, it's kind of like a flu kind of thing. In fact, it's not even as severe. It's still bad. Don't get me wrong. It's sick. It's don't feel good. It's not fun, and it's highly contagious, especially among vaccinated individuals. And that was Robert Malone's issue, was that if they're using cytotoxicity, this is not going to end well. This is going to, not that it's going to, in terms of death, there's not going to be necessarily more death. It's just going to be, well, at least as far as we know. Now, the problem with this whole system where he had questions was, we don't know the long-term effects of this. He said this kind of toxicity in the system, in the body, could do something to further issues, which, strangely enough, we are seeing a spike in unrelated excess deaths right now that aren't COVID-related. Just look it up anywhere. In fact, morticians and other doctors, countries are reporting about a 16 to 19% increase in deaths over the normal death rate among people from I think it's 12, the age of 12 up to the age of 59. Whew, I just got out of that bunch. I just turned 60. So there's, and for, by the way, any of you out there who just turned 60 recently, happy birthday to you. It's a milestone. It's quite an achievement. I'm sure you've been working on it all your life. So it's a lifelong achievement. Anyway, I would sing happy birthday to you, but I've got a show to do here. I got some serious stuff to do. It's really serious. So these are the issues that kind of spill over. And it's not so much that, and here's what aggravates me about this whole thing. It's not so much that these theories, these hypotheses are correct or not, whether they are or not, is up for debate. The problem I have with all this stuff is that we can't even talk about it. If you do, you are immediately villainized. You are told you're giving misinformation. You're fact-checked. You're canceled. You can't have a discussion about it. There's a problem with that. Major problem with that. We can't have a normal discussion with discourse. A dissenting opinion. Well, you're wrong. This is the way it is. This is science. Yeah, well, we're finding out science wasn't quite so honest with us, is it? Because
Anthony Fauci, well, I am science. When you're arguing with me, you're arguing with science. I am representing science. I'm Mr. Science. I'm Captain Science. Can't argue with me.
Yeah. This is interesting. This is a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Just happened to pop up here on my thing. I just got to read this. Nothing can stop the man with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal. Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. I'm not sure when Thomas Jefferson said that. Might have been just last week. But that's pretty good, yeah. There are some things that can, I mean, just because you have the right mental attitude does not guarantee you're going to achieve your goal. I mean, death can stop you from achieving your goal. If your goal is to live 100 years and you don't live that long, well, you had a great mental attitude about it. It didn't get you there. I mean, by and large, I would have to agree with that. Mental attitude is a huge deal. It's a big deal, in my opinion. And therein also, I have seen some people who had bad attitudes that actually succeeded in some things, even though they really didn't want to. They begrudgingly succeed. They were successful, but they weren't happy about it. I guess that's more of a complainer or an Eeyore. We'll never make it. Oh, looks like we made it. Rats. Oh, well. There's something to be said for being a realist. There's also something to be said for being, you know, having a positive attitude. And you can have a positive attitude. You know, that's like standing on the ship of the Titanic and saying the ship is not sinking. No, that's not having a positive attitude. Trying to pretend like something's not the way it is not a positive mental attitude. Someone standing on the deck of the Titanic and saying, "We're going to make it through this. We need to do this, this, and this. This is our mission right now. We need to survive. We'll do this together. We're in a bad situation. Yes, this is the way out. Let's put our, you know." That is a positive mental attitude. Moving forward. Doing everything you can to do. Doing it. That's a positive mental attitude. Raising up hope, setting a goal. The opposite of that would be standing there saying, this isn't happening to me. That's, you're just shedding off reality itself. You have to be honest about the way things are. And then you can deal with that situation. I see this quite often, actually, in people. Well, I just need to believe it's not that way. Well, it is that way. You know, somebody is out in battle and they have an arrow stuck through their head. That arrow doesn't exist. Well, okay. Let me know how that works out for you. That's kind of the way it goes. Now, I don't know. I maybe there's something going on in the fourth dimension. I don't understand, but I see that that's a major problem, I think, in some cultures, some ideologies. We don't have a realistic view of the way things are. Now, speaking spiritually, I think there are things we can't see, that our eyes aren't able to see, that our physical bodies aren't able to sense, or there, you know, there's probably a lot more going on around us than we realize. In fact, I know there is. And does that mean it doesn't exist because we can't see it? No, it's just the reality of it is we can't see it, so we don't know what it is. But what, you know, it's kind of like God looking into our world right now. You know, he sees things for the way he knows that they are. And that's the final way they are. But, you know, it's kind of like being self-aware. And this is where the Democrats lose themselves. If you cannot be aware of, just by denying that you are a certain way, just because you don't want to be that way, this is kind of like taking some of these personality tests that people take, it kind of cracks me up. I see people posting things on their social media pages occasionally. I hardly ever get on Facebook anymore. I look at Marketplace once in a while. But other than that, I rarely get on there. And interestingly enough, I see people post on there, it's a meme or something about the way they are. I'm a lion, and I do this, blah, 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 you know, right? I'm this way, and this is, well, no, I think that's the way you'd like to be. It's the way you'd like to see yourself. That's how you'd like to be. But, you know, certainly, I don't think you're that way at all. I think you'd like to be that way. This is here, we get back to this whole thing of people taking personality exams. They're evaluating themselves. Now, if you can't be honest with yourself, if you have no introspection, if you have no ability to, what's the word? Be honest with yourself and be self-aware. If you don't have that ability, that awareness, then taking that personality exam or that personality test, you're only seeing yourself through your own eyes. You're seeing yourself as the way you think or hope that you are. What you need to do is gather 10 of your closest friends and have them take the personality test for you and see what they see in you. Now, you know, it's a noble thing to want to be a certain way, to be that honest, generous person that you hope that you are. To be patient, kind, loving, clean, brave, thrifty, reverent, whatever, all those things that the Boy Scouts are, you know, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, whatever. But that may not be the way you are. It may not even be the way God sees you. Probably not. because he probably only sees you through the blood of his son. But I'll digress on that. Maybe I should keep on going with that. I don't know. It's been an hour. I've fulfilled my mission of wasting an hour of your life. Unless you've been listening to me in 1.5 speed or 2x speed, then I've only fulfilled my mission of wasting a half hour of your life. Half of the show has been spent me trying to just pronounce words. But it is earlier than normal. It's 8:40. Is it 8:40? Is it already that late? I thought I was getting this. You know, by the time I get up and do my chores and do all my my dog treats, let the dogs out for their potty time, feed the cat, scuffle out the cat poop from the kitty litter thing, make a little dog treats with their little glucosamine chondroitin so their joints don't hurt. Maybe I should be taking that stuff. Yeah. By the time I do all that, it's the day's gone. So we're pressing into the weekend. Monday morning will probably not, there might be a show. It's going to be tight to get a show in on Monday morning. I've got an 8 o'clock thing in Atlanta on Monday morning, but I will be home Monday night. And then I've got some time off for the rest of the week. So I'm probably going to be around most of the week, I believe. And you're going to get shows every day of that week. Possibly even some live shows maybe because I'm always teasing that one, aren't I? I never do it. I'm always teasing it. Folks, God bless. Shabbat shalom. Have a great weekend. God bless.